all those, what are they, machine guns we've been mounting on drones?
Hi, I'm Brian from Olathe, Kansas, and you're listening to WGXC Akron 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, where membership provides access to world-class cinema, first-run feature films, art house films, live music, and plus advance notice of close-up conversations with directors.
But Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Janet Rucker in New York, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
You bite, you think back. When was it good? When did it go bad?
Name.
Will
Patty
anything
Boom
ever go good again?
Host of Vinyl
Love
Freedom.
Like life.
Where?
Is not just
WGXC.
Good or bad,
when?
Not just
every
sweet
first
one
and
day,
third Tuesday from 12:10 to 2 p.m.
It pulls
what?
Apart slowly.
Streaming online
like
at WGXC.org. What?
Until you can't
tune in for a genre shakedown. All kinds of choice guts of wax for you and yours
never
to listen
taste
to.
Anything like this
dig
ever
it
again. You get up and get a glass of water and rinse your mouth out and grab your coat. You shove the box of chocolates in the bin, the discards hitting the bottom of the barrel with a crash.
German measles.
Outside, the rain is
Russian
stopped.
Flu.
The streets are wet.
Montezuma's
the lights
revenge
reflected in the puddles. But the air is warm.
And why do we say a foreign
you
word
crisscross the
street box sneezes
faster and faster.
Tomorrow,
until you see the one
flu
place where every
up
night feels saccharinely sweet.
This
but in
is
a good way.
Less
in the way, it's relatively warm. Its neon lights are reflected in the slick, wet street. It's hazy, but you can see it. Your heart jumps, your stomach settles.
The Love Motel.
Thank you.
Welcome, sweethearts, to the Love Motel. This is Donna, and if you're tuning in from where the Catskill Mountains meet the mighty Hudson River, where I am, you might be wishing, oddly enough, that it would be actually just a bit colder and a bit snowier, a bit more like the winters of your memory. Those Farmer's Almanac 2024 Winter Wonderland predictions sure were wrong. And the little bit of snow we get disappears into the muddy ground before you can heat up your hot cocoa.
And I'm Honey, coming to you from Los Angeles, California, where the days of full-out sun followed by days of full-on rain is giving us all winter whiplash, a classic Angelino problem. Well, Donna, here we are, flicking on the neon and opening our doors on the very first day of February, the month that will be forever associated with one of the more, shall we say, divisive holidays that's planted right in the middle of it like a big fat kiss.
That's right. This will be our Valentine's Day episode. Since, as you may already know, if you've hung your heart up at the Love Motel before, we're a once-a-month radio romance ride with love advice, love songs, and our very own love line. Call and leave us a message sometime at 857-DIAL-LOVE. That's 857-342-5568. It's a very real number where you can leave a very real message for us to play on the air.
You can also write to us totally anonymously by going to our website, www.thelovemotelradio.com. We have our episode archive there, too, so you can catch up on all our old shows and take us with you wherever you roam. And we're on Instagram at the.lovemotel.
We don't mind at all taking a whole hour to fill the airwaves with what we think are the best songs of all time, but we'd rather share some of those minutes playing songs that we think pair perfectly with whatever matters are messing with your heart.
And help you with whatever hiccups, holiday-induced or otherwise, you're encountering on your path through the land of love.
Speaking of, honey, what kind of letters do we get from lovers this time around?
Well, we've got one from a sweet listener dealing with the age-old struggle of how to balance a new committed relationship with their personal goals outside of their romantic life. And that's all on top of the fear of falling in love in the first place.
Oh, we know that one well. We'll come back to that listener's letter soon, but for now, just know you are not alone. What else do we have, honey?
Well, Donna, we've got some song dedications too, of course, and we're already queuing up the perfect tunes to go with them.
We also asked listeners to leave us some messages for Valentine's Day, proclamations of love, ponderations on love, whatever came pouring out was perfect.
You all did not disappoint. And boy, I love our job, Donna. How lucky are we? I can't wait to get into another night at the Love Motel with you.
Oh, same here, honey. In fact, you know what? Let's not wait a moment longer.
Kiss the name that you signed, and darling, then I realized.
First Valentine's Day love letter going out on the airwaves now. Coldest shoulder in Massachusetts writes, I feel so sorry, and I wish I could tell you I still think about you every day, but I'm sorry I have to ignore you for both our sakes. Well, Coldest Shoulder, here's a song all about regret just for you. We'll be right back.
Lucky to be Loved writes, "Dear lover, thank you for being the beginning and end to my 2021 New Year's resolution to go on more first dates."
Tuned in to the Love Motel, your home on the airwaves for all things romance, love advice, personals, missed connections, and the sweetest slow jams your ears have ever heard.
And we're back from our first slammin' song block to answer a call for love and life advice.
This listener wrote to us and said,
"Dear Donnie and Hannah, Donna and Honey, I'm on the younger side of dating, mid-20s, but have always been a long-term/commitment kind of guy and have learned an incredible amount about how to love and be a better partner over the years. I've also learned these things much more quickly than how long I thought it would take to get to this point. Trouble is, I've been struggling so much to take steps forward in my personal life and with school/career goals, and can basically only handle one big commitment at a time, like a relationship versus finishing school. My very timid solution to this problem was to just focus on finishing school and completely avoid getting into a relationship or even looking for someone else romantically, to avoid meeting someone special and losing them in a year or two because I wasn't stable enough in my own life. However, of course, I recently happened to meet someone very, very special. Funny how that seems to happen when we're least expecting it. And despite trying to avoid attachment or commitment, haven't been able to help but fall in love with her. She's, of course, kind-hearted and wonderful and beautiful, but also just has an incredibly beautiful soul and really is the sort of person that her being here makes the world a better place. I finally came to my senses recently and committed to a relationship with her, but still get held back by the fear of loving someone so very much, only to lose them. Past loves come to mind, of course. This is compounded also by knowing that if I continue to struggle and not make progress in my personal life, then I could start holding her back. And she'd consequently have to let me go just so she can do what's best for her. I'm so, so, so truly sorry for typing so damn much. My ultimate question is this: how can I step forward in the relationship or personal life despite these fears? And are there any ways either of you can think of to maybe quell these specific anxieties? Already in therapy currently, started almost 12 years ago, and also regularly seeing a psychiatrist too. So I do actively try to take care of those aspects of mental health. Anyways, finally, just wanted to say thank you and I love you to Donna and Honey, two wonderful, wonderful friends. And I hope you can take care of yourselves as well. Sincerely, the other Pope.
Wow, what a sweet and thoughtful patron in the Love Motel tonight. Thanks for reaching out, other Pope, and for listening, and for being so open. I'm sure there's lots of listeners for whom one part or another of your letter will resonate deeply. I hate to say this, because this is an advice show after all, and I'm supposed to give advice, but I actually don't have anything to tell you. What you're describing is just the trials, tribulations, trip-ups, wrong-way turns, and course corrections of living this short, strange life on this little dot hurtling through the galaxy. We're all trying to balance life and love and work and study, and sometimes kids and sometimes aging parents and our own anxieties and hang-ups and baggage all the time. That isn't to dismiss your concerns or to call them arbitrary, but on the other hand, in fact, just to point out that they're kind of the most universal worries you can have. Look to your left and right now, wherever you are listening to this show. That person and that person and that person over there, they're feeling some version of these things too. Where you might differ from them, Pope, is that you're particularly insightful and self-aware. You're reflecting inwards and expressing your needs and concerns outwards. No doubt a result or happy byproduct of your many years of taking care of your mental health. So good for you. Take all that you've learned and all that you're learning and march forward into the great big expanse of life laid out before you. Fall in love, find meaning, get your heart broken, start over, change your jobs, figure stuff out about yourself and others. Go on, do it.
Excellent, excellent advice, honey. You clearly have a massive, sweet, loving heart, other Pope. So let's keep it that way. There will always be things to worry ourselves about in this life, especially for those as considerate as you are who worry about how their behavior impacts the lives of those connected to them. It's good to keep that consideration a regular practice, but don't let it bog you down. Try and trust that if you let others know that they can be honest with you, then they will sincerely tell you what they need. Go ahead, fall head, feet, hands, every limb, whole body into love. Yes, there's always a chance that you'll get hurt. And like with most injuries, it'll take a long time to heal, but you will heal. And you said it yourself, you've been there before and here you are. You lived to tell the tale. From the way you describe this girl and your feelings toward her, seems to me like it's totally worth the risk. And try your damnedest to not spend so much time thinking about any of the disastrous what-ifs while you're supposed to be enjoying the passionate present.
Couldn't agree more, Donna. Hope, it seems like you've already made your choice. You're falling in love. It's beautiful and scary for all of us. Even Donna and Honey are sitting here biting our nails for you two because we know nothing in this life is guaranteed, except, you know, how that saying goes. So go live it and feel it and come back to us if your heart gets broken or hers does, and we'll be here to talk you through it and play you songs you need to hear. You'll cope, Pope, just like all of us do, but perhaps with a slightly better soundtrack than the average lover out there. What do you say, honey?
Should we play Pope a really great love song to inspire them?
Great idea, Donna. Here's a love song that can inspire love in even the most ardent non-believer to kick things off.
You can run, you can hide, never let it inside. Living your life in the dark. Sooner or later, that gentle persuader is gonna catch up with your heart. Make you a dreamer, believer, believing in love. Right when a man's doing all that he planned, and he thinks he's got just what he needs, life will deliver a shot that will shiver him, driving him down to his knees. Make him start giving, living, living again. It's your mind that tricks you into leaving every time. Love will turn you around, turn you around. Well, it's your heart that talks you into staying where you are. Love will turn you around, turn you around. Out of the blue, she reaches for you, and you tell her you don't have the time. So you move away fast, but you know it won't last, cause you can't get it off of your mind. Thoughts are burning, turning, they're turning around. How do you know when to stay or to go? And how do you know when it's real? You don't need a sign to make up your mind. You got your heart at the wheel. You wanna start sharing. It's your mind that tricks you into leaving every time. Love will turn you around, turn you around. Well, it's your heart that talks you into staying where you are. Love will turn you around, turn you around.
Celine Distortion writes, Colleen, you're sexier than you realize, and there's nothing more that I like than being with you. I can't wait to see you again. Celine, Colleen, we hope you see each other again real soon. Here's a song to hold you over until then.
Your head.
Lonesome in New York writes, "Darling Natalie, we're 1 million miles away, but it feels as if you're right next to me." Well, Natalie, Lonesome, this song is for you.
Traveling north to find you. Train was beating the wind in my eyes. Don't even know what I'll say when I find you. Call out your name, love, don't be surprised. It's only months and so long since I've met you. Don't even know what I'll find when I get to you. But suddenly now, I know where I belong. It's many hundred miles and
love every day. But I'm curious, do you celebrate Valentine's Day in any particular way or at all? How do you feel about it on the whole?
Oh, Donna, you know this is a loaded question. I love love, and I love chocolate, and I love flowers, and I think all of those things feel just so much more special when they're given to me for no reason at all on the 364 other days of the year. But listen, some people don't have romanticism flowing through their veins, pulsating hard year-round like you and I do. Maybe they need a reminder and a reason to spend $150 on a steak and martini date. I don't know. How do you feel about it, Donna?
Well, I get a bit upset at how intensely the holiday is thrust into our awareness during this month. Only because I know that it makes plenty of people feel quite lonely. It might seem silly to take it so seriously, but walking through that pink and white gauntlet to the checkout aisle can really put a damper on someone's day. And as advertising often does, the commercial conventions around Valentine's Day can lead some people to feel abnormal or less lovable for being single or choosing to be alone on February 14th. That can make people feel like they weren't invited to prom. However, once a new sun rises on February 15th, I'll gladly take advantage of a candy sale. I have always had a penchant for conversation hearts.
As always, you say it so well, Donna, and your big, empathetic heart beats so strong. Mm-hmm. So here's a song from us, Donna and Honey, to you, all of you lovers. Whether you're sad or satisfied in your singledom, you are never alone. We'll always be your Valentines.
What's the sense in sharing this one and only life? Ending up just another lost and lonely wife. You count up the years and they will be filled with tears. Love only breaks up to start over again. You'll get the babies, but you won't have your man.
Desirous Indebtedness writes, Dear M, you're across an ocean and I'm bumbling around the home we've made together. studying our memories, missing your hijinks and insights, ready to make a baby.
Sunshine, you rise up.